Hi, everybody. I just wanted to give a little introduction before I start. I probably won't do this every time, but I think it'll be helpful for the first one. So, to give a little bit of background, I'm 23 and I'm pretty inexperienced sexually. Like, I've never had sex, I've never even kissed anybody, I've never really masturbated a lot, and I've never had an orgasm. I do want to work on the masturbation, and I kind of want to try and figure myself out a little bit. And, like, ideally, I'd be able to orgasm one day at least. So, my plan for right now is to spend about 20 minutes most days, at least, like, once a week or every couple of days, and I'll try to, like, touch myself and see if I can turn myself on or possibly even eventually orgasm. And I will record it, I think, to keep myself accountable, and partly because I think it might be interesting for you all, and also in case anyone has like suggestions or tips on things I can do or try, that would be really great. So I kind of today just wanted to start by, like, sucking on a dildo. I have a dildo, but I don't think I'm ready to, like, use it yet. But usually I do get pretty turned on just, like, putting it in my mouth and sucking on it and all of that. So I'll probably start with that. I'm not sure if this will be interesting since I won't be talking a ton, but I guess it could count as like a ramble fap or something. I've seen those on here. So I'll give it a go and I'd love to hear any feedback or anything like that. So I'm just going to start with the sucking. I'll probably go for like 10-ish minutes and then maybe try and touch myself. So I've been like practicing deep throating a little bit. I really enjoy like kissing it and sucking on the tip and like licking around the base and the balls and everything. And I love the feeling of like the veins of the cock in my mouth, but I'm not so great at the deep throating yet. Definitely working on it. I can get most of the way on this dildo, which is about like 6 inches, a nice size. But my throat definitely gets bruised and my lips get sore after a while, but it's all part of the fun. It definitely makes me very wet. I definitely enjoy that. So I think now I'll probably try and maybe touch myself over my panties. I'm wearing a dress, so easy access. Probably for like 10-ish minutes. See how that goes. See how it feels. Hopefully try and get a wet spot on my panties. So I'm gonna start like just running my hand down my body from my neck down and then gently rubbing my nails over my pussy, over my panties, I guess, but not actually touching it. And then moving my hands around my inner thighs, just kind of teasing a little bit. I'll probably do that for a while. Now, I'm probably gonna start touching over my pussy a little bit more. Just kinda like running my fingers up and down over my panties. Just kinda slowly, but kinda firm. Probably speed up a little bit now. Oh, it feels really nice. Definitely starting to get like a pretty wet spot on the panties. I don't think I'm gonna go inside today, but maybe next time. Oh, I feels nice though. Kind of just like warm. And if I press hard enough, kind of like shoots a jolt down my legs almost and up towards my belly button. But not every time. That was a good one. I definitely feel my hips starting to buck. Maybe I'll try just leaving my hands still and moving my hips up and down. Bucking my hips is definitely more intense. Or maybe it's just because I've been doing it for a while. But it feels pretty nice. Just going up and down. Probably slow down a little bit. Try and relax. It's been almost 20 minutes, so I guess it's time to cool off. I will be trying again soon. It's a lot of fun, but I don't think quite ready to orgasm yet. But, you know, still having fun. And like I said earlier, I really love any suggestions or feedback, or if you want me to talk more or less or anything that you think would help, I would love to hear it. Thanks for listening. I hope this is interesting for you.